Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZNZ, hi Jeff.
KA2VOA.
Okay, there's two. Let's start with that KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, nothing too special. Our anniversary was the first of the month, so we went with our daughter tonight for dinner, which is always enjoyable, of course. And nice day, around the low 70s. Right now we're down to about 62 degrees. So, not a bad day. 73s all around, KA2ZNZ.
Ah, congratulations then on the anniversary. What is that, 5 years?
Yeah, 4-9.
Ah, okay. That's a little bit different. Oh, good. You got the big one there next year. Oh, boy, that ought to be a lot of fun. Well, congratulations. That's a long time, and that's quite an achievement. You have a good one there, Jack. And thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. K2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
K2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is K2VLA. Well, this is enjoyable weather, a little cooler. Got rid of the hot stuff. Haven't been doing very much. Mowed the lawn a couple times a week. Work on the flower bed. And that's about all I got to talk about. Haven't been up to camp. So, we'll say 73s. KA2VLA is clear.
Well, it sounds like you're getting a lot done. It is, it's cooler out there, that's for sure. I don't mind it. Garden doesn't seem to mind it yet. Waiting for tomatoes to start turning red though. Starting to get that feeling. And hopefully it'll be soon. I haven't been at the camp since Friday. Probably going to stop up there either tomorrow or the next day. Try to pick up some stuff. So, alright. Well, thanks for checking in, Clint. And we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, it's pretty much been a work day today. Got much more work here to do tonight, and that's about it. I'm sorry for missing the last couple minutes here, but, you know, life's got a way of keeping you busy. So every once in a while, I look up, and I see the clock was 9:45 or something, and say, whoops, I missed the net, and just got a lot going on. So trying to keep a more regular pace on it here. If anybody feels like picking up a net, you're more than free to. All right. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2DFD.
KD2DFD, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening. Clint, night off, you were out, I think it was Friday. I got something for you as far as a well. It's called Flojack, F-L-O-J-A-K. It's like a bicycle pump, and it does pretty deep wells, and you can use it on your existing home well as an emergency pump. And you hook it up to a garden hose, and you can pump it up to a cistern or a tank.
Oh, Roger, you mean for up at camp there? You kind of blacked out there for a second there, Pete. I don't know, your signal faded out and he came right back in, so I missed the first half of your transmission.
How do you copy now?
Roger, you're loud and clear now.
Okay, I'm talking on a portable inside the cabin, so I might have moved the wrong direction. But there's a company called Flojack, F-L-O-J-A-K, and you can hook it up to your existing well or a shallow well, and you can pump up to a cistern tank. And yesterday, myself and my neighbor, we did a pilot hole 25 feet down, and then we sunk a 1 1/4 inch pipe to a pump type a pitcher pump, and we've got water at camp. We got 7 feet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. By the way, you're digging is a little sandy, I'm imagining.
Yeah, Roger. It was good digging. It's right up on Egypt Road, and it's all sand as far as we drilled.
Yeah, Roger. That's what we have right here at Boonville too. I know you're close to the village here. Yeah, Egypt Road. I know. Same situation up there. Up at camp, it's all rock. It's so much stone up there. Even when I had the guy in there excavating, doing the road, he couldn't wait to get out of there. It's just stone after stone after stone. So I don't know if my chances of digging a well there are probably pretty slim without bringing in a professional. And I'm betting it would be pretty pricey. But right now I have a regular sump pump up there. It just runs off the solar battery, and I can pump water up, but I want to get a little more pressure, and it's still another project I'm working on.
Oh, all right. Well, over the next course of days when I'm up here next week down Woodsman's, if I get another idea of how you can get more pressure up to, or a different pump set up, or a different pump with more pressure, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Pete. I'm still thinking about it. I got to look into what my existing well pump here at the house is, because it's not in use anymore. The well's not in use. I'm on village water now, so. But I think that's probably 220 as far as power requirements go, and I don't have that at the camp. I have 110, and it's straight off from the inverter, so no real chance of that. But I got to double check and make sure, because I believe that would be enough, more than enough pressure. It was enough. It had enough pressure to fill up a pressure tag, and so I think that would work. But I just got to find out what the details are. But let me know if you come up with any ideas. I'm still thinking that one through. So we don't need water very frequently up there, But when you want to take a shower, you don't want it just dripping on you. You want a real shower. So all right, Pete. Thanks, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Center. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, and Pete for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those for listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Final call.
Jeff, 73, take care, and talk to you soon. KB2KOJ, clear.
KC2NBU, just click in and out.
KC2NBU, got you checked in. Thank you for checking in, do appreciate it. Does anyone else like to check in back then? NBU, you may secure anyone else wishing to sign in back then. Okay, I'll say 73 to all. KB2KOJ is clear and return. And thanks to everyone for checking in, much appreciated. 73 to all, KB2KOJ is clear.